Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Talk Sport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein's Talk Sport Your Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place we can begin, and that is obviously with England. And we're just one game away from the biggest game this century.
How sweet is that? You better believe it! England are in a major final for the first time since 1966!
It's a lovely moment for all of us. I'm not going to deny I didn't enjoy it at the end on the pitch with the fans, but in my head, we've got one more to go.
One game against Italy to win a European Championship, that's what you dream about, that's what it's all about.
It means the world, and we need to, you know, we need to go and do ourselves proud, but our country proud as well.
These days don't come round very often. Once in 50 years, quite incredible.
Harry Kane again! What a start of the second half!
It's going to be England's night. It has to be England's night.
England at home, you have to go to win. It is just about one match, of course, a big match.
Keep everything crossed. Keep those dreams alive. Keep believing.
I know that these England nights are nights that bring everybody together, communities, families. It's going to be a fantastic game to be a part of.
Come on, England!
Come on, England!
Come on, England!
And, of course, you're going to hear live commentary of the Euro 2020 final between England and Italy on TalkSport with all the build-up from 6 p.m. and, obviously, kick-off 2 hours later at 8 p.m. Right, let's hear from the England cap now. Defender John Stones says playing in their first final in 55 years is a dream come true and believes the hurt of past failures have helped them get to where they are today.
And that is that. The dream, I'm afraid, is over. It's happened again. England are out of the World Cup in extra time in the semi-finals.
All those times have made me who I am now. Wish there was an easier route, but that's football. And, you know, I've tried to learn from them and stay positive, stay true to myself and, you know, going through tough times and things like that. And you see all the hard work and all the dedication, all the after hours, things that people don't recognise come to the forefront of my mind and make me realise why I work so hard to be where I am right now. And it's a proud moment.
What makes Gareth Southgate different from other managers you've played under?
I think Gareth's created an unbelievable culture within our squad, an unbelievable togetherness, calmness that is his unique quality as a person and as a manager. He's got great staff around him and obviously an incredible squad that he's put together with a lot of great characters in that. And I think for me, his one of his best characteristics is his calmness under pressure.
Kane slipping it through, Saka trying to find Sterling. It is 1-1.
I'm a big fan of Raheem's, and yeah, I definitely believe I'd love to see him get Player of the Tournament. I think what he's done for us and the unselfish part of his game is kind of goes unspoken about. But you know, as players, we see it and. He's been a great threat going forward and been, as you said, how direct he's been in the games. You know, it's been great playing with him and I'm sure he'll be giving everything on Sunday and being how direct. Hopefully get another goal and see where it takes.
You better believe it! England are in a major final for the first time since 1966!
I think we've just grown and grown throughout the tournament, and we've overcome some tough tests over the past few years and learned a lot of things and gained a lot of experience from those games. And I think all the learning curves and experiences that we've been through has got us to where we are on Sunday. So it's, yeah, a massive occasion.
England midfielder Declan Rice has been speaking to TalkSport's England correspondent Faye Carruthers ahead of the final at Wembley.
People are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now. It's four.
Bobby Moore, Sir Geoff Hurst, Martin Peters as well. You're kind of in that company now, as we say. That must feel surreal, special. How does it make you feel?
Yes. You can't really explain it, because obviously they actually won the World Cup, and obviously I've only just got to the final, so I feel like maybe, yeah, your name can be put up in that light if you win the tournament. Obviously it's a great achievement to get to the final. First time since 66, you know, that in itself is history for England, but if we win the tournament, of course then I can kind of be put in West Ham fans' minds with them types of players, but at the moment I don't think I can.
Think about what your country means to you.
England, keep dreaming, keep believing.
Do it for yourselves. Do it for us.
I have not heard Wembley like this.
Do it for England.
Just Piercy to a T, really. Like, someone who motivates you, you know, gets you up for big games, and obviously someone that's been there and done it with England. Played in big matches. Obviously an icon for England. Yeah, so to listen to that, and obviously the reactions it had as well, was amazing. He's the most amazing coach. His man management, it's amazing how he deals with the players, and I think you can see how we are on the pitch. We're so calm and relaxed, and him is his personality. He makes you feel like that. You know, if he's ever got a fault, he always speaks to the players about their opinion and what they think of it. But yeah, Gareth, you know, he's taken us to three semi-finals now, one final which we're in. You know, the recognition's deserved, because there's been a lot of England managers in the past that haven't been able to get it right, and he's got it spot on.
Stones wins the second one, Henderson wins the third one, and England win the round of 16 tie.
Beating Germany was obviously amazing, because he missed the penalty against Germany. You know, things like that happen in football, but for him to get his own revenge and beat them, and also for us to go out there and play well and get the performance and win, that in itself was amazing. But to now, you know, win this tournament for us as players will mean everything, and of course for him as well, it will mean the world. So we're going to do everything it takes to win the trophy.
How sweet is that roar? You better believe it. England are in a major final for the first time since 1966.
I want to go on to win so many other things as well. And obviously, Sunday's my first chance to win a trophy in football. And you're not going to get a better chance to do it. You know, at Wembley, I doubt I'll ever get a chance at that again in my career. So, you know, you need to grab that with both hands and give everything. I think his calmness and just how he is with the players, and how honest he is with you. I think he can speak to you. You can go up to him and speak to him about anything, which is really good. You know, some managers, you feel like they're the manager, so you can't really speak on a personal term with them. But with Gareth, you can go up and have a conversation about Corey, or have a conversation about, I don't know, anything, literally anything. You can have a wind-up or have a laugh. And but then obviously when you're on the training pitch, it's full focus. You know, he's there to help, he's there to guide you, improve you as a player. But then off the pitch, like I said, he's ledge.
Now, Jose Mourinho has, of course, been part of the TalkSport coverage throughout the Euros, and he joined Alan Brazil, Ray Parler on TalkSport Breakfast to look ahead to that final. He also spoke about his former player at Spurs, Harold Kane, and Mourinho believes Kane will be going nowhere this summer, despite being linked with a move to Manchester City.
Right, the challenge slips it in, it's Harry Kane! It is the perfect start for England!
Signing a new contract and staying, I don't know. But staying, I would say that probably is what is going to happen. I don't see Mr. Levy with the desire to sell him. I don't see that. Of course, Harry was very objective, very clear, very direct when, before the Euros, he told that he wanted to leave the club. But I don't see Mr. Levy open for that.
And towards the left-hand side, chipped in by Shaw. There is goal number three, Harry Kane again.
I can see Harry Kane doing that a lot.
Yeah.
I can see Harry dropping and being away from Bonucci Chiellini, because for Bonucci Chiellini to have a target man in there is what Bonucci Chiellini they want.
Gives us massive confidence and is only good for the team. And H is one of those, and I'm sure he's super excited for Sunday and keep wearing the armband with pride as he does already.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. It's been a tough journey. A lot of ups and downs along the way, but to be playing and leading the boys out in our first final, in first European final and our first final for 50, 55 years or so, is going to be extra special. So, yeah, I mean, the excitement's there. I'm sure there'll be a few nerves, but just look forward to it. You've got to take these moments, enjoy these moments of history, and hopefully we can go one step further and win the whole thing.
And what about England's opponent, Italy, and how they're preparing for tomorrow's final? Shortly, we'll hear from Jose Mourinho again and the former England defender, Martin Keown. But first, here's the former Italy striker, Fabrizio Ravanelli, speaking to Wyatt and Jordan over on TalkSport.
Roberto Mancini's team are heading into the final.
Chiellini is a fantastic player. He's old, but if we have the time for recovery, I think when he's fit 100%, is very impossible to win the duel.
I remember when we played United against Juventus in the Champions League, I told after the game at Old Trafford that these two guys, Chiellini, Bonucci, they should go to university to teach kids in the University of Sports, to teach them what is a central defender. You don't see many Bonucci, Chiellini.
It's the respect he gives to the team and the importance. And both of them are like two skippers at the back of that vessel. And they know how to steer that ship through, and they've navigated themselves through all these various games. That was an incredibly difficult game against Spain, and they'll be trying to do the same. But we can expose that.
Now Insigne darting forward at pace. Infield from the left-hand side. It's a great run from Lorenzo Insigne. That is absolutely sensational! Lorenzo Insigne with one of the great European Championship goals!
I think he's win the Italy 1-0. For me, this is my opinion, because he's the England team is very strong. He's very quality player. But there is a lot of responsibility. And sometimes when you have a lot of responsibility, you arrive to be no 100%. The leg is very hard. He's very lord. He's not play very well. He's a lot of pressure.
And we end today with some boxing chat and news that Tyson Fury's much-anticipated trilogy fight with Deontay Wilder has been postponed. It comes after Fury himself tested positive for COVID-19. The bout looks set to be moved back to October. But here's Gareth A. Davis, who reacted to the news on TalkSport.
9 people in the gym in which Tyson Fury is training, including Tyson Fury, 3 of his team members and training partners, 9 people have tested positive for COVID, which is extraordinary, really. And there's no way the fight will go ahead. It is off. I can guarantee you that this fight on July the 24th is off.
This is prime boxing. This is the most boxing thing to happen to this.
It's a kick in the teeth, really. It's a fight that, you know, we wanted to see happen after the Joshua fight, you know, fell through. I think it was the next best fight. It was a lot of interest created through it, you know, with the big build-up and stuff. Was Fury, you know, was he switched on? Was he mentally focused for this one? Was he as up for it as what he has been before? Wilder, on the flip side, looked like a man on a mission. So I think it was gonna be an interesting one.
It's a big fight with a lot of money on the line, and you know, boxing is an industry that not only the fighters are prone to, you know, profit from the event, but you know, it trickles down to a lot of different things. So it's a bummer because, you know, obviously we didn't get the undisputed fight, and this was like a consolation prize. But now the consolation prize has been pushed back a little bit, and then you never know with boxing. It, you know, Anything can happen.
Neither man has fought since February the 22nd last year when they fought in Las Vegas. So in terms of momentum, neither has it. But I take your point. I think Wilder will take something from this.
Oh, man. It's boxing.
The borders will have opened by then. And we're going to get thousands of British fans able to travel to Las Vegas for this fight when it takes place in October. And I think that's the big difference. And I think there will be massive, what will be almost home support for Tyson Fury at the T-Mobile Arena when it happens, Martin.
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from, I don't really care. I'm back tomorrow after the final whistle on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the Fun Boy, taking your calls on England's first major trophy success in 55 years. Oh, it's happening. It's coming home. Make no mistake about that, my friends. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast thingies out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, come on, England. Come on, boys.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.